There was, what about lighting? What
electric.
It was electric, wasn't it?
We had it electrified. I would say about 1928. Then we got radio. Of course, that was marvellous. Too hello and all that.
I mean, before you had the bathroom put in, how would you have a bath in the house?
With a large... what do
a
they
tin
call
one.
A tin bath.
Yes, yeah. A tin bath. There's a hole in the backyard.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah. How would you heat enough water to have a bath, though?
We hadn't a bungalow range then. I'm sure that the photograph of the bungalow range is the one that was in number 18. Eventually, when we got a bungalow range, water was easier than when you had the old stove, the old cooker. A black lead grate, you know.
What do you mean by a bungalow range?
Well, that was the builders. What builders called them. Yeah. Instead of being a sunken grate where the ash dropped onto the floor and an oven, a cooker, getting heat from the fire on the side, and at the bottom, a tank which was water for baths.
Right, yeah.
So that, and you labelled it out into the...
I mean, moving on from your house now, what shops were in Crow Lane at the time?
Immediately across at number 19, there was a very commodious grocer called Beswick. Years afterwards, one of my brothers bought it, and it became Halls, but that was when you and I were married, weren't
it? Yes, it was, yeah.
And then on the next to us, ours was number 18, number 20 Crow Lane, which was across the path, the road going down there. That was a very good baker called Cookson. Their custards, their custards and potato pies were regarded as quite the best in the town. At the bottom then there was a weaving mill, which we called Rumley's, but I don't see any mention of that.
I don't know what to call it now.
Well, it's empty now.
Yes, it is.
But every morning you were awoke with people in clogs walking down here. It was a very busy thoroughfare.
Right, yeah.
Going to work.
Yeah. What? Sorry, was the police station on the street then or not?
Well, round about 32 or 34, there was Police Constable Devonport. He was grandfather to my mate, who also went to the school with it. And he was his grandson who I was friendly with. And then apart from that, the police station was, of course, by the station.
Right. Yeah.
You can talk. My wife and I lived at this police station.
I lived at the police station up here.
Yeah. Oh, right.
The Chapel of Rest, as it is now.
Yeah, sorry, where's that?
That's just higher up.
Higher up,
after the bank.
Right.
It's not the same building, by the way. The chapel, the old police station was pulled down.
Yeah.
And the Chapel of Rest.
It's the Chapel of Rest
is there now.
Yeah. What was the police station like?
It had been the parish church vicarage.
Right.
It was two cells, police cells.
Yeah.
And like an office and our living quarters, which were the front room. The front room was our front room. That would have been then, you know.
It was double fronted, wasn't it? You went through the door.
That's right, yes.
And there were women on the other side.
That's right, yeah.
It was very, very commanding.
It was very
nice. Was it three levels?
Yeah.
Three levels, it was very high.
Yeah, very high.
Very big building.
Yeah.
I mean, did you live there because your father was the police?
He was the police sergeant, yeah. My dad, yes.
What was he called?
Sergeant Norris.
Sergeant Norris.
Yeah. Richard.
Yeah, Richard Norris.
No, no, no,
Richard Norris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can we just talk a bit about the police station then? You went in, you say it was three stories. You went in the front door, and what was on that first floor?
Well, an office.
But you
We used the lounge on the left. That was our front room.
Right.
You know, the office was the other side of the left. The right hand side you go in.
Yeah.
That was the office.
Yeah. What else was on the ground floor?
Well, there were cells at the back.
Yeah. What were the cells like? There was two of them.
Like you see them, you know, like with the trap doors opened down.
Right.
Used to put the tea, and my mother used to make the tea and used to put the tea through in a tin mug, as it would be.
Yeah.
When, you know. Mm.
Entrance. You had an entrance.
Round the side.
Entrance,
yes, they had round the side. We could have round the side, round the back.
Mm. What was in the cells? What was there in the cells?
Well, only like a...
Nothing.
Nothing, only a bed type of thing. Not a proper bed. A bench, as it would be.
Bench.
You know.
What about, like, toilet facilities for anyone who was in the cells?
No, well, none of that, then.
Nothing?
No.
Right.
Was it not a bucket?
No, I probably had. I can't remember. I was only 10. Can't remember really.
There was no television, right?
No, there weren't none.
And your wife couldn't visit you ever.
You couldn't then. The people that came in, they weren't held there very long.
No.
You know, they weren't like held there, happened overnight.
Mm.
You know, the business times were Good Friday, my dad used to say. They were always full up then, Good Friday. They were two cells, and they were always very busy Good Friday, weren't they?
Tell them about Mr. Bridge House.
No.
There was a chip shop called Bridge Houses, just round the corner.
No.
It's the optician's shop.
It is now, yes it is. And she used to ring me dad up and say, he's causing bobs again, my husband. My dad used to have to go and sort him out. You know, he was a right one.
This was Mrs. Bridge House.
Mrs. Bridge House, yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Yes.
And so how did your dad sort him out?
Oh, I don't know, he probably did, and I never asked
that. Thanks! I should imagine.
I never asked that.
Going back to the police station, police house, so your lounge was on the left, the office was on the right, there were two cells at the back. What about the first floor, what was on the first floor?
Well, we had three bedrooms.
Mm.
I have a brother as well, and another sister, and a mother and dad, you know, of course.
Yeah.
So we had three bedrooms, and above that they used to keep books and stuff and forms, you know, for the police station.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
This is on the first floor.
On the right, top floor.
Oh, on the top floor.
Yeah,
top
it's on the floor thing. Between.
On
the floor between, yeah.
Is that where you lived? Did you live on the first floor?
First floor we lived on.
So the top floor was the records?
Exactly. What I mean. Yes, it was. Yeah.
So you have three bedrooms on the first floor.
Yes.
What about, like, kitchen, bathroom?
Oh, yeah, but the back, I'm with the bathroom too.
Yeah. These were all on the first floor.
Oh, no, yeah, yes, yeah.
Yeah, so it was a sizeable building.
Well, it was very big, really, yeah.
Yeah,
it was.
And you got an inside toilet?
Yes,
an inside toilet as well.
Right, yeah.
We were quite modern then.
Yeah, you were posh for the time.
We were posh.
It was a middle class.
Yeah,
of course, it was built for the vicar, though, of course.
It was the vicarage to start with.
The higher.
It was the vicarage to start with.
Yeah.
The higher
vicar bought one up, wherever he bought it, and the police took over it.
Yeah. Do you know when they took it over?
Pardon?
Do you know when the police took it over?
No, I can't really say. I don't know.
What was that?
When did the police take it over? I can't remember, can you? My brother would know if he would know.
It doesn't matter.
May have been 1870.
It could have been.
Yeah.
The dates are easy to get.
Yeah.
I really wouldn't know about that.
Our heritage and all of our
lives. No, he's the one.
I mean, going back to what we were talking about before, shops, you said there was the grocers and the bakers. Were there any other shops on the street at the time?
There was
the hat shop.
Oh, yes. There was a ladies' hat shop.
Sold, you know, hat shop.
A ladies' hat shop.
Yeah.
That was number 20.
I don't know the number.
It was only two or three doors from the grocer's shop.
That's right.
There was only a few, one or two shops there.
Yeah.
And then there was one, the last house, the last building in Crow Lane, on the left, on this side.
Bosley's.
On the corner, yes.
Mr. Bosley's, remember that? Yeah.
Almost facing the mill.
Yeah.
Sorry, what was that shop?
General store.
Yeah. Who had the hat shop?
Miss Cordingley.
Maud Cordingley.
Yeah.
And you see, you'd think she didn't do much trade.
She kept open a long time, didn't she?
But she did, because all these ladies, it was mainly female labour at the mill. And they all went out there, and of course, they saw these hats.
And everybody wore a hat then, didn't they?
Yeah. And they nip in and put a bob on it, or sixpence on it.
And buy a new hat.
She sold necklaces as well, didn't she?
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I mean, can you remember who lived at the various houses at the time?
Who lived?
At the various houses at the time.
I don't know.
Can you remember who lived
where?
Who
lived at the houses
at the time?
Not really, no. I don't know who lived at the houses, do we? Only you lived in Crow Lane.
Yeah.
18 Crow Lane.
Yeah.
At number 18, when we bought that, my mother, who was a tailoress by trade, she had a shop in the front room, and the front window was with her wares in it, and she kept that for about 3 years.
And in number 10 Crow Lane, Franz Cuddle lived there, Doris.
Yes.
Doris Hibbert.
Yeah. She lived there, didn't she?
Yes, holding that
one. Is anybody else who knew who lived here in Crow Lane, as you, do you know?
Not over here now.
No, who were here then?
Yes, in number, when we moved in, number 18, number 16, it was a chap who not been out of the forces long, but I was only a child, of course. He was called Mr. Smethurst.
Oh yeah.
And his wife had a wife, and they ran a shop.
Another shop.
In Ramsbottom Lane.
Right.
And that was toys, things for children, and sweets.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I would say by the time I was 5 or 6, he was dead and his wife left. That shop is now... House agents.
Sorry, I want to cough.
But after, in the years after he died, and now it became... flower shop, Liam Dingle,
no, my favorite,
plants,
yeah.
And something else I've forgotten in those years.
I mean, the Terrell Hall would be there when you were a child.
Oh yes, that's always been there.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm.
And did you go to this school?
Pardon?
Did you go to this school?
Yes,
yes.
Did you?
No, no.
Oh no, right.
I'm Evelyn's sister.
Well, I mean, if I ask you a bit about the school, then move on to what it was like when you were there.
Yeah,
sorry, I feel you're being left out.
No, it's okay.
Well, it was nothing like this when I was here. Although it was light and airy, it was a lovely clean school. And mind you, well regimented by the teachers.
Yeah.
How many children would there be here when you came here?
Now, I wouldn't like to guess,
I
would say in every class there would be a minimum of 40.
No, they did.
The photographs we have of our school days.
A lot of children,
yes.
No,
so,
no.
There was how many classes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There were 6 or 7 classes in this. So... What's 740s?
That's a few, isn't it?
480, isn't it?
Yeah. That's a few.
Yeah. Can you remember any of the teachers' names?
Any of the teachers?
I can remember all of them.
who was teaching here then? Sorry, well, who was the headmaster first of all?
Mr. Price, Harry Price.
Then Mr. Lindley.
Yes, Alan Lindley. Alan lives in Manchester. He came out of the Navy. So he was new here when I was starting here. Miss West, that was a local woman. She had been to college.
Miss Whittaker?
Miss Whittaker, she went to college. She was the headmistress over the primary there.
Right.
Miss Hassel
was one of the teachers who came and stayed with the teacher for a few years and picked it up.
Right, yeah.
She hadn't been
in Queen Street, didn't
they? Well, there was three teachers in there. Three lady teachers and a headmistress in the primary.
Who was the headmistress of the primary, sorry?
Miss Whittaker.
Miss Whittaker, yes, sorry, you said.
But there was... when you came, there was a... The first teacher here was Miss Hutchinson, who became, you know, the Cotterells, the...
Butchered?
Yes.
No, it's it.
What was their other name? Not Cotterell.
Smethurst?
No. She...
Well, whatever.
She married... but she kept on teaching. And there was two teachers, lady teachers, Mrs. Cook, Miss Parkin.
Miss Parkin.
She was educated, an educated teacher. Miss West, Alan Lindley, and Mr. Price he took the top class.
And when you came to school in the morning, would they ring a bell or anything? How would you know when to come into the school? If you see what I mean, first thing in the morning, would they ring a bell or something?
We still have Miss Whittaker's bell from the primary.
All right.
When you press down, right?
Well, when they rang the bell, what happened? Did you have to line up or anything?
Well, you didn't come in the classrooms at all until the bell was rung.
Yeah.
And then you lined up in the corridors, boys there, girls here.
Yeah.
And when you heard the piano start, when the bell stopped at the piano, you marched in to the rhythm.
Yeah,
the piano.
Did they inspect you at all for like cleanliness?
Well, not at that juncture.
No.
But when you went into your class, it was...
It did randomly.
They didn't do this, did they?
No.
That was when the nurse came.
Right. What was that?
Putting your mouth.
What happened, like you say, you held your hands out? What would happen if somebody had dirty hands?
You went and washed them.
You had to go and wash
them.
Yeah.
No, that was a drill.
Mm.
Yeah.
And when I was nine, and I was in Miss Parkin's class, she brought the nurse to see me from the clinic.
Right.
Because she wasn't satisfied with my vision and had to start wearing glasses straight away, gig lamps. We found out that Richard's eyesight wasn't as good as it should because he couldn't watch television.
I remember when one of my first memories of not being able to see, I could still see it now, is you went up from the hall, which is now divided into classrooms, up some stairs classroom. We went around over the stairs,
didn't we?
I can remember sitting at the back and being aware that I couldn't see the blackboard.
Right.
And I think then somebody must have said something to you, you know, that I couldn't see. And then I started having glasses. That would be about 10 or 11.
They wouldn't put them out with that. You'd probably need it. And I've been since I was 3 years old.
Right.
So it's about as old glasses, really.
Yeah. Sorry, who were the teachers when you were?
Well, I remember, the ones I really remember, the two that you've remembered, is Mr. Lindley, because by that time he became the headmaster.
He was headmaster, yes.
And Miss Hassel. Others, I can't, only vague. I can vaguely remember, I think, when Mr. Lindley retired.
Oh, yes.
I have a vague recollection the headmaster that came was a Scot. But I can't remember his name, and I vaguely remember him teaching as a come Emmanuel, a Christmas carol, but I don't know why I remember that.
No.
It's just there in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
I mean, other memories of the school is one being in the top classrooms.
Yeah.
Of course, the toilets weren't where they are now. They were out in the backyard, in the yard, in the big yard, up against the big wall. As an infant, in the big room on the far side, they used to have the fire going, didn't they? Occasionally, had proper fire, coal fire. I can remember vague memories of that.
Yeah.
In one of the rooms up this way, I can remember doing my times table.
Yeah.
I used to dread it.
But
I could never do them. And we were hoping, because you used to recite them and then they would stop. And you were picked upon. And I can remember the 7-7, you know, the 7-7 to 49, all this sort of thing.
Good job you got it right.
I can remember things like that. Another thing, I think, see, to remember from home, we had to bring a twist. It was tea and sugar with us to school, didn't we?
And a knob of butter.
And a knob of butter. They were well for the Christmas party. I think it was for Christmas.
A knob of butter.
I think it was for Christmas.
A piece of your thumb,
you
used to say. A piece of your thumb.
And, of course, I appeared on stage when we had pantomimes.
Yeah.
There's a scramble and arm will do their job. A pixie or something like that. I can remember that being on the stage. And there was a kitchen, wasn't there? By the side of the stage.
Yeah.
But that wasn't for school meals, I don't think.
No.
We had to go home for school meals.
Yes, indeed, they come home.
And you'd be working.
Yeah.
Did you come home?
I think I must have done.
Because we used to go home just down, across Rook Street and down the side.
Yeah.
That sort of thing, and I can remember for some reason, and whether it was some sort of activity, but we had a mat and we had to sleep on the floor in the hall. Kids had to do that, didn't you?
It's
sleep in the afternoon. And I'm sure we had our own mat. And at Christmas time, we had the paper chain, we used to have activities making paper chains. And the piano was by the steps, as I recall.
You see, the school was built for a church adjunct, you know.
Yes.
And the staircase that went up there, and the roof that was on top, of which it said that was the chase stage there.
Yeah, right.
But it wasn't a stage until 1932.
No.
It was a classroom.
Right.
And then they put it on a false floor in. And the staircase was to give this room above a dressing room. It was also somewhere to keep the church banners. There was a huge cupboard at one side, and it went up to the door.
Yeah.
It rolled up.
And when they performed it, they used to pull a piece of cloth across it, didn't they?
So that's right.
They couldn't see you going up the stairs to get changed and then come down.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad.
Well, you said church banners. Did they have wicked walks?
Yes.
Where would they walk? What was the route?
The parish.
Yeah.
The parish laboratory. Ours were from church down all the streets that had been demolished.
Yeah.
Prince Street, King Street.
All around there.
The very old, the slums.
Mm-hmm. There are. You used to walk around there, didn't it? Where Quick's shop is now.
Yeah. And then we went up into Bolt Street, where the Baptist Chapel was, and round the It was in the periphery of the parish.
Mm. And coming back down Castle. Down Car Street.
Did they come down Ramsden Lane, back down Factory Street?
We went halfway to Stubbins, didn't we?
That's right, yeah.
You could only go round your own parish, you see. St Paul's had some a bit of muscle about where they went, because it had originally been the parish church of Ramsbottom until they built chapels of ease, you know.
And then didn't we used to come back in here afterwards?
Yes.
When the work finished?
Yes.
But I think as kids, and we were dressed in our choir robes. I seem to remember we got something like an orange and some biscuits or something like that.
And a meat pie, if you're lucky. Oh, yes, you were all in your choir habits.
And carry the ropes for the banner. So
Banner string.
Banner strings.
You got it winning, it blew all about, didn't you? Wafting about.
I mean, each church, I mean, I presume they had a band. Who was the band? Can you remember which band it was?
Which band did we have? Stubbinsville. Could have been, wasn't it? Was it not?
No, it was one from near.
I think it came from a distance.
It wasn't local.
I don't think it was. No.
Bill Hanson would know.
They know it, they didn't.
And didn't we used to queue up in Central Street?
Yeah.
Just off Bridge Street. Because I can remember standing there, it was cold and wet one day.
We used to come by train.
Bridge Street, I seem to remember.
Yeah. Come by train, and when they got out, in order to make sure that the verger had unlocked the church, if it was raining, so they could get in, they used to give a good blow. And by then, by that time, there would be 9 or 10 bands for different churches arrived here.
Sorry, going back to your school days, either of you, can you remember if there was anything special on Empire Day?
Yes.
Yeah, what happened on Empire Day?
Well, one year, when I was a chorister, it only happened one year, it coincided, Empire Day did, with Whit Friday. And that year, we were dressed as children of all nations. Not the choristers, the Sunday school, or day school.
Yeah. Do you remember what you dressed as?
Well, I was a chorister,
but
Roman Castle, my mate, had shoes that went up like this.
And
a kimono on. He was Turkish or something.
Right.
And Britannia led it behind a processional cross. Britannia came.
But I mean, this school here, the stage, was used for a lot of plays, wasn't it? A lot of plays were done here.
Sometimes.
And adult plays, not just for school
children.
St Paul's plays.
Amateur dramatics.
A source of income.
St Paul's plays.
I remember being in.
I
think I must have been in a school play. That's all I can remember. I can vaguely remember. But I can remember being in the audience of others. Sandra.
Scramble and Hell. That was.
Sandra was Aurora within too.
That was coronation year.
Coronation year was that. My sister and my cousin Sandra, who lives down in the Hertfordshire, they were all involved in things in plays here. I can remember being sat in the audience, watching them. Whatever it was, watching. I don't know what it was, but I remember.
Well, Linley wrote The Three Queens. Alan Linley. Well, it should have been on the stage.
Yeah, quite clever.
That was his 40, really.
Yeah, very good, wasn't it?
But he wrote The Three Queens. It was
Queen Elizabeth I, would it be?
Queen of the Fairies.
Queen of Fairy, that was the last, the third. And that was the Shakespearean thing. Queen of...
I can't remember what they're called.
I've forgotten.
No, it doesn't matter. I think you said there was like plays on here. Were there any?
Well, when was gypsies?
Very well.
Sorry, tell
me. When was about gypsies?
Right.
Now, what that was called pre-dub was, I don't know.
I mean, besides the plays which were on here, were there any other events held in the school? Like dances?
Well, it was that dances.
Yeah. In there. It was the biggest hall in the rounds. You've just got to mind the tracks, you see, that...
I presume at the time it would be a band, would it, for the dances?
Oh, yes, dance,
band.
Do you remember who it was?
Well, it was a local one. Right. Rhythm Boys, New Florida. In our dancing years, the Rhythm Boys, that was one, wasn't it? Yeah. Local bands, very good.
Did Uncle Jack ever play?
Did Jack ever play?
Oh, yes.
Would he play for any bands?
Yes, but it wouldn't be for full dance.
No.
It was more or less for social evenings.
Yes.
That's the Jack Hall who had the shop.
Oh,
ultimately.
Right.
He was a pianist.
Yeah.
Oh,
right,
I see.
And did Uncle Billy play at all?
He
was violin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Vicar Wilson got them doing it for cafes.
Like two dances.
Two dances.
Whether it was a bring and buy sale or something huge. And in the cafe, he got these lads, they called themselves the Alba Trio, didn't they?
Yes, they did,
Four piece. When in the last war, I don't mean we've got to go back to 1939. So we remember that one. The Duke of Lancaster's own yeomanry were quartered here.
What?
Some in there.
And
some.
And some. Yes.
Yeah.
And some at Stirrings. In empty mills.
Right.
And of course they were all the sons of gentry, you know. I mean, I don't think they ever fought a battle. The Duke of Lancaster's own yeomanry. And the vicar here, he'd been called up, he'd been a chaplain in the first war.
Yeah.
But they sent a priest here from one of the Dark Continents, Father Carrop, and they started the dances in this room for the DLOs, the Duke of Lancaster, you know, because they weren't allowed to go in places like pubs round here.
Yeah.
Their parents were paying a lot of money for them, you know. they were all commissioned. And so there was a bar here. They could bring a lady or a chap as a guest into these dances. And it was that licensed. That was every Saturday night.
Yeah.
It had never been done before. The other churches in Ramsworth and that, they thought we were heathens, but we were making a lot of money. And they used to say, well, isn't it the parish church? So.
I know you didn't live on the street, but do you remember who lived in any of the houses on the street when you lived here?
Well, mainly, I suppose, it was... let me think, the people who lived at the top end, on the corner one, with the bay window, that was...
what were they called?
The fruit shop, ultimately, didn't they?
Do you mean John Woods?
No.
Top end. Not the bay...
The bay window house on the end.
Around the corner. Who used to live there?
They had the fruit shop later on, a bit up in Bridge Street.
No.
What number?
The top house in St Paul Street there, in Crow Lane.
In Crow Lane.
Their window.
Yes. What were they called?
Who lived there?
Armstrong.
No, later
John
on.
Armstrong
no,
lived there.
No, later on. All the brothers lived there, didn't
later
they?
Later on.
One of them, who had the fruit shop in Bridge Street later on.
Alan Rothwell.
Rothwell.
Rothwell,
I know the big house opposite. At one stage used to be the registrars, didn't it?
Yeah,
the town.
Yes, it did.
And Mona Hall, that's another relative of ours, is a registrar. She used to be
that was
her office.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, sorry, which building?
That's on this side, just above this box onto the school.
Oh,
an
right.
old looking building for a town.
Not number 11.
Right.
It's number 11. It's almost attached to
it's
this building.
It's attached to the school.
Yeah.
So that was a registrar.
Yeah, for a town, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But it never was the headmaster's house. And I think there's some doubt whether it was ever the farmhouse.
Mm.
Yeah.
But there was a farmhouse somewhere
yeah,
here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going back quite a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I remember Doris Hibbert, because I mean, they're relatives.
Yeah.
And Uncle Jack, of course, lived on this
yeah.
side. And then there was Percy Lummock's father down at the end. But of course, as we were kids, you know, me and my brother and my sister. So we're talking about, we were 6, 7, 8,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
I'd be, what, 4 when I came here, wouldn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
I can remember coming in off to the school, the bell ringing
yeah.
to call you in, queuing up. I don't think it was as strict as it was in my father's
that
days. You know, I can remember coming to the shop, and we used to play, of course, in this street.
Yeah.
We used to be able to get in the drill hall. We could get in through the windows, back doors, and play about when there was nobody there.
Nobody
so this was our playground, all this area.
Yeah.
All around here. Around the back, you could look down into the big backyard of the school from the back of the tracks, looking down.
Yeah.
And you were looking really down into it.
Yeah.
You know, and I just remember all the different school rooms used for
yeah.
different things.
Yeah.
You know, early memories of there being coal fires.
Did they have a fire in each?
No, only I can only remember a fire
yeah.
in the big room.
In
the
yeah.
big room.
Yeah.
It must have been
yeah.
central heating.
Yeah,
was it? Yeah.
These are the original.
These are all the original castles.
Yeah.
The old
yeah.
red ones.
Yeah.
Oh, the school was warm.
Yeah,
never
I don't remember
cold.
It ever being cold at all.
Never cold.
Never cold.
No,
I can't remember that at all.
No. My generation were scared of teachers. But when I say scared, we weren't frightened.
You respected the teacher, then, didn't you?
But, yes, well, you could say we respected them.
Yeah.
Like the doctor or anybody else.
Yeah, because the boiler for this was in the back. We went down some steps out to the
yes.
back, didn't
we? Yes, and all of a sudden,
I can remember going down the, yeah, I can remember going out to the boiler room, that's right, yeah.
Right, well, that would be George Hibbert.
Well, he would have
a child.
George Hibbert was the caretaker.
Right.
And he used to stand with his brush, didn't he?
Yeah.
And he lived in St. Paul Street.
Yes.
Yeah, for a long time. So, yes, I can remember him as well.
Yes.
Indeed, fascinating.
It was a close-knit community.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
it was, then,
yeah.
yeah.
yeah. And everybody knew each other, but of course you
yes.
forget, don't you?
Yeah.
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 30 or 40 odd years later, you know, I've forgotten most of them. But I can just remember certain things, going to Boswell's,
mm-hmm.
you know, I could buy an ice cream or an ice lolly.
Yeah.
I can remember the tea chests, as I remember too, out on the floor, stood in front of the counter, there used to be tea chests there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Dolly Blues, I think they seem to remember, you know. Dolly Blues, yeah.
Donkey Stones,
yeah, all this sort of thing, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, remember certain people used to play with their
yes.
children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Noses, oh, they lived in St. Paul Street.
Yeah, St. Paul Street. Brenda, she and
then
they were
going down, that's right, yeah.
Yes, well, the telephones.
Exchange
was in St. Paul Street, wasn't it?
Yes,
sorry,
yeah.
where was that?
Where
was it?
The first house
in
on the left.
Right.
Mm. Of the second half of St. Paul Street, the
yeah.
lower half.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, all they seemed to have was the front room
yeah.
and the hall, the lobby,
yeah.
with girls at...
But that had a big side window, hadn't it, on
oh,
that
yeah,
side?
Oh yeah, they you could watch them, the kids could watch
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like the old thing where they plug the...
Yeah.
Wires into the halls to...
Who can somebody...
I used to operate one of those a long time ago.
It was his Robinson, you know,
yeah.
compared with today.
Not like that now, is it, though?
No,
but effective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You didn't used to see some people who can just... nowadays.
I mean, like I say, I don't know Crow Lane at all. Is there anything that we haven't talked about?
I can't think of anything.
Nothing else, can you?
No.
Covered everything, shops and...
Do they ever used to have any street parties? For
oh,
anything?
Yeah,
to celebrate like Empire Day, or did you have street parties?
Well, we did. Didn't we rather, when we were here, we would rather go on a trip.
No, did you have street parties
in Crow Lane? I can't remember.
The only thing I can vaguely remember something is, it would have been on coronation year, would it be?
Yeah.
Were the floats on the street?
Oh, yes.
Britannia and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
I can remember that. Could we photograph that at all?
Never have,
No, I can't remember street parties at all, really.
We did Elizabeth and Raleigh, didn't we? That was the last that we did.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I think we've covered that.
I think we've covered it all then.
I'll just say thank you and I'll just stop this and we're fine.